Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph in the Dishu Mishnah Berurah, second volume. And we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, be finishing up Simon Kuf Tzadi, which we began yesterday. We begin now at the very bottom line of Tzadi Dalid Omid Beis with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Shir Shtias Yayin L'Schayev B'Bracha Achrona, the amount of wine that you have to drink in order to be chayev in a Bracha Achrona, and the kosher bracha of benching is a sofek. Yesh sofek im daib kezayis. There is an opinion that says it's adequate if you only drink a kezayis' worth of wine, or whether you need to drink obi revius, a much larger shear, a three times larger shear called a revius. Now, the Mishnah Berurah will explain what these shearim are. In order to get around this machlokis, Mechaber tells us, l'kach yizor, one should therefore be careful not to get involved in this machlokis, lishtos opachos mikizayis, to drink less than a kizayis, and then everybody agrees you don't have to make a bracha achrona, or drink a revius, and then everybody agrees that you definitely have to make a bracha achrona, kidei listalik min asofik, in order to get around the sofik. Drinking between a kizayis and a revius would lead to some saying you should, some say you shouldn't, and therefore the best eitza is to make sure you drink more or less than that. But the Mechaber points out, v'hachi, that would be in general. Here, in yevshel lishtos pachos b'kezayis, you can't have less than a kezayis because the halach is the chol davar shetzorach kos. If you're making a kosher bracha, the amount that you have to drink, tzorach lishtos mimenu kimelo lugmav, you have to drink a cheekful, you have to drink a mouthful, and therefore, which that amount is by definition the rov of revius, which is much larger than a kezayis. So by definition, you're going to fall into this sofik area here. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us hilchach yishter revius sholem. Therefore, one should be careful to drink the entire revius at least from the kos. Of course, you can have more. And this way, you get around this machlokis as to whether you should or should not make a bracha achrona. Everybody agrees if you drink a revius that you have to make a bracha achrona. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, this sofik is to how much requires a person to make a bracha achrona on if he drinks, is a general sofik. It's not only a sofik by wine. And this sofik is Sivkot and Yod, im dai b'chazayis, if it's adequate to just have a kezayis' worth of the liquid. Now, kezayis is a shear that we're used to with solids, kmo b'achila. The kaimelam b'chomokam, as we have learned in many places, shear achila b'chazayis, that the normal amount of eating that's considered a significant eating is a kezayis' worth. How much is a kezayis? So the different opinions, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here the opinion, that it's a half of a beitza, that will be discussed later in Shulchan Aruch. Dishavut number 11 brings down that there are other opinions. One opinion says that it's a third of a kebeitza. But right now, let's work simply with the opinion that it's a half of a kebeitza. If it's half of a kebeitza, if you relate this to liquids, b'mashkin, yichui b'bracha achrona b'shlish revius, you should be required to make a bracha achrona if you have a third of a revius, because a third of a revius, the revius, who beitza v'chai, because a revius is equivalent to 1.5 beitzim, and therefore a kezayis, which is 1/3 of this amount, would be a much smaller shear than a revius, a third of what a revius is. And therefore, to get around this suffix, a person should be careful to either drink less than a kezayis or more than a revius. That's in general. Sivkot Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah says, or the revius, Kemosha Matzina Bakamadine Torah, as we find in many other places, Leinyan Mashkin, when you're dealing with liquids, the shear and revius. Solids, it's an achila of a kezayis, but by Mashkin, by liquids, the shear is a revius. So this important machlokes, in this situation over here, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudbez explains, we don't have a choice. Pirish, the Bishar Shishio Shem Rishus, when you're talking about in general, a reshus of drinking. If I want to drink, I don't have to drink. If I'm thirsty, I'm not thirsty. That's up to me. Yachol gam listalik min asofik. You can get around the sofik. B'miyishter pochus mikizayis. To always make sure you drink less than a kizayis, 1/3 of the revius, because the bazeh potu l'kuli amel varach achrov. Because everybody agrees you don't make a brach achron if you have less than this shear. However, that's not an option over here. You can't have the option of drinking less than the kezayis. Why? The kivin toton kos, as we've pointed out, and the Mishnah Berurah reiterates what the Mechaber said. Since you require this benching ala kos, tzarech al koponim lishtos melo lugmav, the minimal shear is a melo lugmav, which is rov revius. So that's already way more than a kezayis. V'har beyosa mikezayis. And therefore, this is a problem over here. To get around this problem, make sure that you drink a revius. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Gimel. I know. We're talking here about melo lugmav of a normal person, but other benoni, machzuk shiro kach, is well more than a kezayis. And certainly, avol biodim gadol biyosim, misharim below lugmav didei, a very large person, you look at his melo lugmav, which is much larger. But everybody agrees you don't have to drink more than a revius. With a revius, you absolutely are obligated. Dishu footnote number 13 brings down how long you have to drink this, and what period of time should you drink this. So ideally, he says, you should drink this in a period of time that's not longer than the amount of time that it normally takes a person to drink a revius. And certainly, akoponim lo yafsik b'dei achilas pras. You certainly shouldn't have it longer than b'dei achilas pras, which is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. So in other words, you have a limited time to drink this amount of a revius when you're benching ala kos and you're drinking the wine afterwards. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Yudalev then explains, look in the Taz, ayin the Taz, shekos of dil ikra din kaimulon b'mlo lugmav, that we paskin over here that you really have to make a bracha krona even if you have a melo lugmav, which is the rove of revius, but not a full revius. Ulefikoch imlo shosarak melo lugmav chayil varach bracha krona. The Taz paskins that you do have to make a bracha krona even if you didn't have a full revius, even if you only had a rove of a revius. But you should try, even according to the Taz, to drink revius, because why not be otzi everybody? Everybody agrees that you have to make the bracha chrona if you drank revius, so why settle for the fact that some poskim hold that it's melo lugmav and you're getting into a suffix? However, many, many achronim disagree with the words of the Taz. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion, O Zion, he brings down the Ayyarabba, the Nahar Sholom, the Mamre Mordechai, the Mati Yehuda, the Magin Kiborim, the Graz, the Derechayim, the Chay Odom. They all disagree, and they push aside the Taz's words. Delu, and they hold, the Kol Shaloshos, Revi Yisholem, if you didn't drink Revi Yisholem, Bein B'yayin, Bein B'shamashim. This is true whenever you have this question, not only with wine, with any beverage. Ain Rashay Levarach Bracha Rona. You're not allowed to make a Bracha Rona because you're not allowed to put yourself into the Suffolk situation. Uchidasa Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch said, when you're in doubt, over here, Suffolk Brachos Lahakil. And therefore, drink a Revius, an entire Revius. Don't rely upon this Malo Lugmov Shita. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Odiskimu, these achronim all agree that in chiluk bin shar mashkin or bin yain sraf. This is true with regular liquids as well as with liquor, with hard liquor, which is called yain sraf. Even though afapi de yain sraf miyasva daite din shib pokus revius, most people don't drink a revius of yain sraf. They'll have a shot glass, they'll have a small amount, an ounce, which is much, much smaller than a revius, the lo chilku chachon bishurim, because the rabbis didn't differentiate between a shear for this beverage, for that beverage, the shear is the same. You need to have a revius in order to make a bracha. Not like the Taz, with loki Taz, lakamim b'simri should. So the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah here, according to most achronim, he says, is that unless you were to drink a revius of yayin sraf, you do not make a bracha achronah. So if a person has a shot glass of a liquor, of a whiskey, then he would not make a bracha achronah if that's all that he drank. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, "Im haMavarech in a rotz litom, if the person making benching ala kos doesn't desire to drink from the cup, so yitom echod mehem subim kishir, then any one of the people listening over there is allowed to drink the shir, the revius that we talked about, and can be yotzei with that bracha that the person who was leading the benching made, the bari priya gofen." However, the ein shtias shnayim, it's the refus. The person who is, let's say, making the bracha can't drink half of the shear and let one of the mesubim drink the other half of the shear and combine that to make the full shear. One person has to drink the entire revius. However, there is an idea that everybody listening should ideally, in mitzvah min amuchar, in the optimal fashion, drink a little bit from the kos. That's, of course, assuming that the one person can at least drink a revius. And the Ramah adds, look in simen ayin lekamen simen reish ayin aleph sif yudalev for more halachos, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain what the Ramah is talking about. Now we look in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Tezvav. He says, why do we want the mesubim to drink? The kiven shem mesubim shamu mitchilas habracha, since all the people listening heard this bracha, vu kiven aleim lotziam, and the person who was leading the benching had in mind to be motzi them, mahani timosim lukulam. So then, their drinking was fully covered by the bracha of the person that led the benching. The issue, footnote number 14 brings down, im ein lo gadol lefon of latim lekosha bracha, let's say, the person leading the benching doesn't wish to drink, and neither does anybody else wish to drink. So he brings down in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shafilu in Matim in a Latino, Kimlo Lugmov Shaltinok, Yotzi Dechova. You can even give this to a young child to drink. As long as the young child drinks a cheekful worth of what he has to drink, that would be perfectly fine as well. Even though this Tinok, this little baby, is not Mechuyev at all, and he doesn't understand anything, nevertheless, this is satisfactory. The idea Chazal said was to say shir al yayin, make a kosher bracha, and somebody should drink from it, lav davka, a gadol, or a person who's a bar chiyuva. And this would include even a tinok ben yomo. This is a custom in many shuls, that on Friday night, when the person makes kiddush in shul, so the chazan, the person making kiddush, doesn't drink, but they give it out to the little children. As long as there's one child that drinks, that would be fine. He then brings down lechatrila tzorach lahatim latino gadol. Ideally, it shouldn't be a tinok ben yomo; it should be a tinok that understands a little bit about brachos. That would be preferable. And he says that's indeed what they do at a bris milah. They give it to the baby to drink on Yom Kippur, for example, when nobody else is allowed to drink, and that would be fine to rely upon this opinion of Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shevet HaLevi adds that this person could even be somebody that wasn't part of the benching over here. A person who is a gadol, she'eino mehamasubim klal, would also satisfy this requirement, as long as he heard the bracha, and it was yotzi with the bracha, to fulfill this idea that somebody should drink based upon this bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, look in the bir halacha, ayin the bir halacha, mashu kusavdu, b'shem chidusha wiki the eger. So let's look in Dibur HaMasklo, yitom echad in the bir halacha, where the Chafetz Chaim writes, to look in the chidusha wiki the eger, and he writes, the wiki the eger, it says, da mevaruch birchas amazon lo yivaruch bari pri agofen vatoim hu yivaruch. That if you're not going to be drinking, so then the person who's benching, al hakos, should lead the benching, but he shouldn't make the bari pri agofen, but the person who's going to be drinking should make the bari pri agofen. Because he says, maybe benching doesn't really require a kos, as we said. Not everybody agrees that you have to bench ala kos, and therefore, in Cain, lo havi birchas mitzvos. It's not a bracha of mitzvos, and therefore, how can I make a bracha for somebody else if it's not brachas mitzvos? We normally have the rule that for a birchas nenim, unless you're yotze yourself, you can't be motzi somebody else by a regular birchas nenim. By a birchas mitzvah, you can. But if you're saying that this isn't definitely birchas mitzvah, then he prefers that the other person should go and make the bracha. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, if you look carefully, they disagree with this Rekiva Eger. The Lefi Dvarov, according to these ideas that the Chacham Tzvi brings down from the Shari Tshuva, im yivarech acher al hakos, if somebody else were to make the bracha, im ken lo kiyem rishon mitzvos kos klal. So then the first person didn't really fulfill the mitzvah of benching al hakos. And he says, the Chofetz Chaim, that is, Be'emes Loshon Mechaber Mashu Gamkein. He says, the Mechaber seems to be more in agreement with the Chacham Tzvi and the Shari Tshuva than the Chidusha Rekiva Eger. The Misha Ochas HaKos B'Shas B'Chas HaMazon, Hu Mevarach. The one who holds the Kos, the Mechaber says, is the one that makes the Bracha. He has to make the bracha ala kos. And Deir Shifut number 17 says, maybe nowadays one could argue, bismanenu, shena masubi yotzi, dechovas amazamin, dechovim amazamin. So nowadays everybody benches on their own. Maybe one could argue that this kosho bracha is really their kosho bracha, not just the mezamin's kosho bracha. So maybe the din would be different today. In any event, the Chofetz Chaim concludes in the bir halacha, datima sagi bi'acher. It's adequate if somebody else tastes it, but the person should be making the bracha is the one who's leading the benching. And in regards to this kasha, that maybe it's not a brichas hamitzus, that's not the way we paskin. Everybody agrees, even if you're not obligated to do this, everybody agrees you should do this. It's a good idea, as the Ramah brought down in Simon Kuf Pebeis. Therefore, it's definitely a brichas hamitzvah, and therefore, a person who's leading the benching can be motzi somebody else, even though they may not be drinking it themselves. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkan Tezayin. He says that you can't combine drinking of two people to make the shir. The Ba'ina in the Mishnah Berurah says, you need shiyitom ba'atzmo, o echad mehamasubin shir hanor, shetishasi daitu olav, that one person, either the person leading the benching, who's drinking it, or any one of the masubin has to drink a shir that's considered significant, that pleases him, so to say, tishasi daitu olav, v'ayinu k'melo lugmav, and this is the amount of a melo lugmav. The issue foot number 15 brings down the reasoning behind this. Tam chiyuv shtiyas hakosha b'chasim mazom. Why does somebody have to drink from the kosha b'chasim mazom? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down Shiyeshomrim Shu Kidei Shetei Abrocha Kein Shira Hanemeres Alayayin Shemenaskan Agabei Mizbeach. Because this has to be similar to the wine that they poured on the Mizbeach. Shiyeshomrim Shetam Adavu Hu Shelo Yehe Ginai LeBirchas Hayayin. Others a different reason. It says it shouldn't be a Ginai for the wine. Hey, you just made a bracha on it. You're not drinking it. Shiyomrim Shebracha Sholot Tzarechi, that it was a bracha that was unnecessary. In any event, somebody has to drink the appropriate shir for a kosher bracha. Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shiitamu Kulam. Ideally, the Mechaber said, everybody should drink. Now, Hainu, Ti'ima Biyama. The Mishnah Berurah explains that when everybody should drink, that's only talking about a Ti'ima. They just have to taste it. One person has to have the Revi'its, everybody else can just have a taste. Vein Tzorech Melo Lugmu, Rak Liyachud. Not everybody has to have a Melo Lugmu. Vinei Hocha Ayre, we're obviously talking here, the Mechaber, Rak Li'inyan Mitzvah Shtiyas Kos. Talking for the mitzvah. However, as we pointed out previously, you should make sure that one person drinks at least the revius. So then, lo yitzur mashakosa the mitzvah in mucha, this situation which says everybody should drink, shiitamu kulam mekosa machzik revius, isn't talking about what is exactly revius, because then it's preferable that one person drink the entire revius. But if you're dealing with a kos that has 1.5 revius in it, so let the person making the bracha drink the revius, and then everybody else have a taste. In lo shum machzik yosim revius. And this should apply when you have much more than a revius. But if you have exactly revius, it's preferable that one person drink the entire revius. Tishuf number 16 adds on this idea of mitzvah min amucho shiitamu kulam in a kos. So he brings down for the Birkei Yosef, shiyei shenagu liachas shesiyas hakos lahatu b'mayim. There are people that were so in love with this mitzvah that after they drank from the kos, they wouldn't just rinse out the cup in the sink, but they would take a little water and put it into the cup so they get every last drop. And they would drink this over here, the idea being that it prevents bad things from happening. To show their love for the mitzvah over here, it would prevent bad things from happening if they drank up every little last drop. And that little bit of water that's left over there, they would pour on their hands, and then would put it on their eyes to show the chavivus for this kosher bracha. And this is what many people do by the kosher avdola, and they take a little bit of the wine that's left over, and they put it on their eyes. That's based upon this reasoning over here. However, he brings down the pick of the Rebbe Eliezer, a different reason. He says, no, it's purely for chivav mitzvah. The whole thing over here is to drink every last drop. And the reason why they put the water, the little bit left over on the eyes, that's because shishori mitzvah ma'akvinus haporonius, because this little bit left over the mitzvah can prevent bad things from happening. Mr. Brewer brings down Simon Reish Ayin Aleph that the Rabbah said. What did it say over there? The Yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion there that says, the shisiyas kula mitzdarfilim lo mogum. As opposed to what the Machaber said over here, that one person has to drink at least the Malo Lugmov in order to be Yotze. You can't combine the people. He brings down a Reish Ayin Aleph. There is an opinion that says you can combine the people. And he says, look over there, Ayin Lakam Mesim Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkotnu Samach Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah over there. If you look in Dir Shufutz number 18 and 19, he explains what this is talking about. So in 18, he says, Vidi Eved, we'll see in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Shiskimu Harbi Achronim, many Achronim agree, Shafilu Shisias, Kol Hamesubim, Mitztarefes, Lashir Malo Lugmov, that you can combine the Shir Malo Lugmov by many people. This is what some rely upon who make Kiddush on Yayin Sraf. They make kiddush on liquor, and not one person has their full share, but if several people are drinking, they rely upon this. It's a bit diyavid, however. But if you even are relying upon this bit diyavid, you have to make sure that everybody drinks it within a certain amount of time, a short period of time. The issue for number 19 adds, Shesias Hamasubim Mitztarefes Lo Lugov, this combination of all the people only combines Im Shamu Hamasubim Nesabracha Vamavarach Kivin Lo Tziyam. If they all listened to the bracha and they all had intention to be Yotzi with the bracha, and the person who made the bracha had intention to be Yotzi them. However, if somebody drank from this over here and made his own bracha because he didn't hear the bracha, then you can't combine them. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Kishe Mesubim Mesuda Gedola, that there are many people sitting around here and they don't know if the cup will reach them. Ein Yodim And they're going to pass around this kosher bracha. There's 20 people there. It may not be enough. So the guy's sitting in seat number 16, 17, 18. They're not sure if they're going to get it. So it finally does arrive to them. Since they weren't sure that they would get it, they mistumble, were not relying upon the original Bari Priya Goffin. If the cause does reach them, they have to make their own separate Bari Priya Goffin. The Ramah adds, V'ayin le'el simen kuf ayin dalid. Sith Hey Bago. We've already learned previously in Kuf Ayin Dalet additional dinam over here in this regard. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yutes explains the Mistama Eina Mechavin Lotzis Mevirchas HaMavarech. The reason why they have to make a new bracha is because the default position would be that they hadn't expected it would reach them, and therefore they went over here and were not Yotze with his bracha. Because they were pretty sure it wouldn't reach them, or they were at least Mesupak if it would reach them. The Magen Avraham writes, because of Magen Avraham, the Mamesubim Niskavnu Behedya. However, if they said, no, if this wine reaches us, we are being Yotze with his bracha. Im Yagil Emakos Shietzu Bevirchaso, then Yotze is it. Then it's perfectly good. Just the fact that they had a mind to be Yotze, if it reaches them, they can be Yotze with it. Im Gamken Mavarch Niskavin Lotzi Bevirchaso, Kolachami Mesubim. As long as the person making the bracha, the Bari Priya Goffin, who led the benching, had in mind that this cup is going to be passed around, that every single person that it reaches will be able to be Yotze with his bracha. And this, in fact, the Kenei Skim Harbi Achronim, many Achronim agree with this. In the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down a whole list of Achronim that agree with this, not like the Taz. V'achi Zaru Kulam. However, they should all be very careful. Mi Shirotze Litom Minakos Al Smach Birchas Amavarach. If anybody is in those later positions in the table, that they may or may not get it, and they're hoping that they'll get it, and they have the mind to be Yotze, they should be very careful. Shelo yosichu ad sheyitamu min hakos. They can't talk until that coast reaches them. Kedei shelo yes hefsek ben habracha le'atima. Make sure that there is no hefsek over here between the bracha that was made, that they're intending to be Yotze with, and they're actually drinking. Because if they talk in between, then they cannot rely upon that. That concludes Simon Kuf Tzadi and today's shir.